recall that during the great controversy of the Protestant Reformation, Luther insisted that the doctrine of justification by faith alone was the article upon which the church stands or falls. In fact, in his much celebrated debate with Desiderius Erasmus of Rotterdam, as many sparks that were flying in terms of the intensity of that debate, Luther did on one occasion congratulate Erasmus and thank him for debating the real issue and not fooling around with trifles. The issue is, how does the cross of Christ relate to me? We're now out of the level of theory of what actually happened objectively and into the question of how the benefit of Christ's work is appropriated to us. What good is it for me that Christ died on the cross? How does that relate to me? What really happened? Again, now we're talking about the atonement as it relates to the concept of justification. Now, this word is one of those long, ponderous, theological terms that we find in the Bible. And it's at the heart of the gospel, this whole matter of justification. Yet I find that there are lots of folks in the church who have trouble defining the very meaning of the term justification. And let's go back to basics and remember that the need for an atonement, its necessity, as we spelled it out in the first lecture, is related to the problem of human sin and the character of God, God's holiness, or God's justice. So what we have is that we have man here and God over here. And with these two circles, we have this basic problem, that God is just and man is what? Unjust. Now the fundamental question is, how are these two parties going to relate? How are we going to reconcile this problem and conflict between a just and holy God and a fallen, unjust, sinful human being?